latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. New signing Florian Lajounis hoping he'll be a part of the club's plans as centre-back. The 26-year-old unveiled as the club's new signing earlier this week after a successful spell in the Spanish La Liga with Eibar. His arrival puts pressure on the regular centre-backs Kieran Clarke and Jamal Lascelles, but boss Rafa Benitez could use all three in a 3-5-2 formation. Lajoux said he's ready to start for the club in the Premier League in August and he would prefer two players alongside him. So my favourite position's in the middle, whether that's part of a two or a three. It's always been a dream to play in the Premier League. I've played in Spain and France. Everyone was telling me the English league was very intense and important. I really want to come and play and hopefully I'll be able to prove that I'm worth it. Well, Newcastle have been in contact with rivals Crystal Palace over the availability of former winger Andros Townsend, according to reports. Said the Magpies have kept an open dialogue with officials at the South London club and will pounce if there's any indication they're looking to offload the 25-year-old. Townsend spent half a season at St James's during the ill-fated 2015-16 campaign. The versatile winger, though, one of few players who shone then during 13 appearances. Since signing from Tottenham, he managed 4 goals and 2 assists. Rafa Benitez wanted to keep him, but of course, with the European Championships coming up the following summer, he wanted to play in the Premier League. That allowed him to move to Crystal Palace. He made 40 appearances last season. His form fluctuated, and he managed just 3 goals, but provided 7 assists in all competitions. Newcastle's Joseph Yanni says he's good enough to make his first team debut in the next 6 months. The former Everton youngster signed a deal at St James's Park earlier in the week after a successful trial under boss Rafael Benitez. Looking ahead to next season, he said it's a great incentive to try and make your debut within 6 months. It's something to look towards. We'll see what happens. I'm going to work hard. I came up in mid-April. I had a look at the club, did a bit of training, played in the Borough game. It felt good. 2 months down the line, I've signed. I'm looking forward now to getting going. And Vernon Anita's stint at St James's Park has come to an end. The Holland international, who joined United in 2012, has joined Leeds United in the Championship. He said, "I'm ready for a new challenge. For a few weeks we've been talking. I'm pleased to be here. The main goal now is promotion. The club are starting a new project with promotion in mind. That was one of the things that attracted me. It's a beautiful club and promotion is something we need to achieve."